Sportscast, September 10th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And, of course, visit us on thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest, and on and also via Twitter at thesportscast1. This episode is brought to you by InstaBible app. You can download the InstaBible app on the iOS App Store. The two biggest European leagues start this weekend, La Liga and the Premier League. Yes, the two biggest. With a month and a half break after an interesting year, soccer still goes on. We just finished the Champions League, and we got Jaime all the way in Hollywood, Florida, wearing a Man City jersey. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Thank you. Thank you, Santiago. I'm happy to be here.
Now, are you wearing this jersey because are you predicting them to win the league and also the Champions League?
I'm wearing this jersey because two reasons. The first one is because, yeah, I'm predicting this year Man City is gonna fight definitely for the league, fight back. And the second is a little bit of, you know, nostalgic moment for Spanish fans that we're losing Silva in the Premier League. So here's my spotlight for him.
There you have it. One of the best Man City players and one of the best top 20 all-time Spanish players of all time, David Silva. Or where would you put him?
I mean, he basically won everything with Spain, with Man City, everything except the Champions League. But yeah, definitely, I mean, he did such an amazing career as a soccer player, and he's such a good person, so he won our hearts.
Now he's going to Real Sociedad. Jaime, will he improve the team there?
Yeah, he actually is going to improve the team. And also, I feel it was a quick move for Real Sociedad because Odegaard is back to Real Madrid. So, you know, with all this COVID situation and most of the teams, they don't have enough money. Real Sociedad were smart. They saw that David Silva was free because he was his last year and he was going to leave Man City regardless. So they moved quick and he was about to sign with Lazio, and in the last minute they offered him. And you know, it's true that Real Sociedad last year did an amazing year. They have a lot of young players. San Sebastian is a beautiful city to live. It's one of the best gastronomical cities. So I feel like he's gonna be very welcome there, and the fans are going to appreciate those last-minute passes and those goals because he also scored good goals. So let's see. It's going to be definitely a challenge because going back to La Liga after 10 seasons in the Premier League is going to be a challenge for him.
Talking about the Premier League, we're going to predict this part of the show, the Premier League, of course. We'll have Jaime Fernandez predict his top four and the three that will get relegated, and I will predict my top four and the bottom three that gets relegated. Now, how that works is relegation means that you go into the lower division, which is called the championship. And, of course, the championship, like for the top three, makes it into the Premier League, which is where every team in England wants to play in. Jaime, I have your list in front of me. Do you want me to go over it, or do you have it in your mind?
I have it in my mind, but let's do it at the same time.
Let's do it. Okay, who do you have in your top four? Let's start with four, and then I'll say my fourth spot.
The first team, and I bet for this team this year is gonna be Man City. I feel they have an amazing team. I mean, year after year, Guardiola is putting together a fantastic team, and now you can kind of say the same 11 star. I mean, every season Guardiola has been buying players, but it's true that this season he has a same 11 guys, and I feel they're gonna be favorites to win the league. But I mean, we have number two. I think it's gonna be Liverpool because they are the actual Premier League winners. And of course, everybody's going to be trying to fight against Liverpool every single game because they want to show that they can beat their actual Premier League champions. So it's going to be difficult for them to win again. Now, number three is going to be definitely Chelsea. They are the smartest, with acquisition of players. We need to remember, they were not able to sign players for, I think, at least two windows or three. So they obviously, Abramovich has been saving in that bank, in the Russian bank, and now he's destroying everybody with those signings.
Which we'll talk about those signings a little bit later.
Yep.
A little bit later on the show.
The fourth position, I'm going to predict, is going to be United. United has been, also building those young players. They definitely acquire a great player in the last window market, Fernandes. And I feel also with Van Beek, sorry if my pronunciation. With
it's
Van
Dutch,
Beek
okay.
And this Greenwood, the young talents, I feel they definitely going to do a good year. I hear rumors that maybe they are going to sign or they are going to try a loan for Reguilón, for the left back. If they complete that loan, it's going to be definitely a good year for Man United fans because they are going to have a great, great team to fight.
Okay, so here are my top four. I do agree with Jaime that Man City will be first. I do not 100% confident they'll do it, but I know it'll be between them. Second, I want to do a big gamble here. I'm going to pick Chelsea as number two.
Perfect.
I'm saying it. I think with Havertz, Pulisic being explosive, and of course, with a young coach, I think they're hungry. Yes, they do lack a defense and also a keeper. Not the best defense or the best keeper, but they might have a signing because this transfer window goes to October. So there's a lot of time still left to get those players you want. I picked third, Liverpool. I think Liverpool is tired. They haven't had a signing this summer. They might get Alcantara, which that could make a difference. You think?
Yeah, you will definitely put them in the spot.
So we'll see how that goes. I think a team has a 3-year trajectory where they're strong, but then after that third year, they kind of dip a little bit, but it depends on who you ask. Fourth, Man United. I do believe, which is very debatable, that Man United can make top four, but I do think this might be the year for Solskjaer to have consistency, be back-to-back with the Premier League, and I think he keeps his job. I think he doesn't have till December. I think he'll have a solid season early on. And, of course, we'll see what happens. We'll see who will be the top guy for Man United. Okay, who is your bottom three for the relegation?
The bottom three for the relegation, now you need to help me with that because I think I put Brighton, I put Burnley, and the last one, I say maybe West Brom?
No,
Southampton.
Southampton, yeah. Brighton, Southampton, and Burnley are your bottom three. I disagree with Burnley. Burnley has been consistent. Yeah, sometimes they look pretty bad at the beginning. But here are my bottom three, West Brom, Brentford, and West Ham. I think West Ham – well, hold on. That's a bad pick. That's not – well, West Ham finished pretty low. But, I should have thought about that one because I know they have William Zaha questionable to be playing for West Ham. But let me double-check on that, guys. We'll get that.
Maybe you meant West Bromwich?
Maybe West Brom. Yeah, it's probably I pick West Brom, Brentford, and West Ham. But West Ham, I think I overlooked that one, then, man. I think I did because I think West Ham has some players, but they could get relegated. They could, but we'll see what happens.
Who
will
be West Brom, Brentford and West Ham.
Yes, which I sent it to you via email, or I'll just send it to you again. So, Jaime, who will be your top Premier League scorer for the 2020-21 season?
I mean, it's going to be his first season in Premier League, but I feel he's going to definitely be the top scorer. I'm gonna go with Timo Werner. He comes from the Bundesliga. They're expecting a lot in Germany. The other day he scored against Spain. We saw him already in Champions League. We saw him in the last World Cup also. And this guy is ready. I mean, there's gonna be pressure on him, but not that much pressure, because remember Chelsea.
He signed with Chelsea, guys. As a reminder, yeah.
Yeah, haven't won anything in a long time. I mean, anything important. Maybe last year they won. Now that you say they won the Europa League, but again they need to fight for the Premier League. And he's gonna have a lot of chances. He's gonna have a lot of balls to score. He moves quick. He's good with both legs. I think he scored a lot of different goals. He's a good header. And I definitely think he's going to start throwing all the PKs also.
And I got Aubameyang from Arsenal. You picked him last year, and I'm going to pick him again this year.
That's good. That's a safety chance.
yeah, that's a very safe pick. Of course, last year it was Vardy that won, like, the most goal, Jamie Vardy, with Leicester City. Do you think Jamie Vardy might make like the top four?
I don't think so, because this year, I mean, Leicester, for what I know, they haven't signed like a good player. So I think they lose a couple of players, and I think it's going to be difficult. For me, there's a clear top six for this year, and I'm definitely going to, if I will bet money for the top six, it will be Liverpool. I mean, Man City, Liverpool, United, Chelsea, then Tottenham and Arsenal. I mean, if you think about Tottenham and Arsenal, they have great players, they have a great squad, and they have good coaches. I prefer Mourinho than Arteta, but Arteta is proving that he can, you know, win titles for Arsenal. And Arsenal, he has money to spend in the last transfer. He got again another loan with Ceballos from Real Madrid. They are making sure they are covering all the spots that they were weak last year. I know they signed a defender from France. I think his name is Magallanes. And in general, I mean, Arsenal, they have great team.
Let's what do you think about Willian going to Arsenal?
Say again?
What do you think about Willian going to Arsenal?
Yeah, that was going to say, like, one of the signings is Willian. Willian is a great player. He's still very, very young.
Only 32.
And I feel he can do really good in Arsenal. And again, I mean, they have top players. With, like I said, Aubameyang, everybody is... They signed last year Pepe, which... He didn't have a good season, but this year I think he's going to do great. So let's see. It's going to be definitely a fun year. And I will put also in the fight Everton. I feel Everton with James. And, you know, they still have...
What do you think about that signing with James? I mean, do you think James obviously hasn't performed the best in club football? He's done well better with country. But I know he's had a good relationship with Ancelotti before, yeah. But do you think this will be a good fit for him and a good league to fit in?
It is. It is a good league for him, because, I mean, it's true that he's more physical. It's physical, you know. It's more, you need to be strong. You need to be fast. But at the same time, you need to be smart. I mean, if I want to compare James with another player that's been very successful, it will be this guy, Silva. And Silva is very small. Aguero, those type of players, they are small, but they know they are very smart. They know where to put the ball. They know how to run to the spot. There is something that James do very well, and he's sacrificed. He's been sacrificed with every single team and every single moment. He was in luck. He was in luck with Real Madrid. I feel personally, he's one of my favorite players. I have a lot of hope, and he's going to do a good season for sure. But don't forget that, I mean, Everton has Pickford, which is, I mean, the number one goalkeeper in England. I mean, in the English national team. They have Jerry Mina. They have Vignette that used to play for Barcelona. They just signed Alan from Napoli. And they have on top Richarlison and Calvert-Lewin. So I feel Everton, despite people think that they're going to be always in the middle of the table, I think this year they're going to be like fighting for the top six.
Now, I don't know about you, but it feels like Arsenal has had a good run towards the end of the season. Of course, they just won like the cup that happened 2 weeks ago. I forget the name of it. But do you think they might finish fourth or fifth? Like, where do you see Arsenal ending up?
I mean, I think it all is going to depend of how these new players are going to adapt.
Community Shield. That's the name of it. So.
Yeah, the Community Shield. And they have good players. But let's see how they adapt to the team. Because, I mean, we know William is really good. We know they signed two players in defense. And they don't know exactly who's going to be the official goalkeeper for them. They have, like, two goalkeepers that are going to fight, I think. And, I mean, they need to have a lot of hope in their striker because he's one of the best players in Europe. So
Chelsea had a few good signings this summer. Of course, Timo Werner signed with Chelsea from Germany. Kai Havertz, Hakim Ziyech, Malang Sarr from Nice, Chilwell from Leicester, and Thiago Silva from PSG. They solidified their defense a bit. Which signing of these excites you the most?
Well, I feel I really want to see Thiago Silva first because, I mean, he deserves playing another top league, you know? And when you're a veteran like Thiago, you know everything already about football. So he has a lot of, you know, experience. And Premier League sometimes is also about experience. So I feel he's going to do amazing season. He's going to lead that defense with Aspilicueta, which is also old. I like Chelsea because he has a mix of players. It reminds me a lot of what Real Madrid's been doing in these years, that they've been very successful. It's a mix of veteran players with young players. And, you know, everybody needs to fight for their position. And I feel in the attack, Chelsea has an amazing attack with Pulisic, Timo Werner, Havertz, Ziyech. I mean, like, they have good midfields like Kante and Kovacic. They still have Jorginho. I feel it's a good year for Chelsea fans again.
Another addition to the Premier League is Marcelo Bielsa from Leeds. He'll be coaching for the first time in the Premier League. I know Jaime is very knows how he did with La Liga. What are your thoughts about Bielsa? Can he make an impact in his first season in the Premier League?
Well, it's for me, Bielsa is one of the top coaches, no matter how many years pass and no matter what teams he's been, you know, coaching, which they are not the best teams in the world, but every team that he's been coaching, you can see that there was a time where everybody was respecting a lot because they have Bielsa. So I feel they signed also Rodrigo, which is one of our top scorers in La Liga with Valencia.
Correct. And Robin Koch from Freiburg as well.
They have good players, and I feel a team that comes from the championship, they come to fight. So I think it's going to be a good transition. I mean, Leeds United is a classic in the Premier League, so they should not have problems to stay, especially with these coach. And it's funny that you say about Bielsa, because yesterday I was watching a documentary that I didn't know about this fact, but even in France, he was in Marseille, and now he's in Leeds United. In the last basically 5 years, Bielsa has been having translators. So it's crazy. If you think about it, he has translators for everything.
So he doesn't like he doesn't learn the language. Wherever the country is at.
That proves only one thing.
What?
That he's so good that every single club that signed them is like, you know, whatever you do, we're gonna respect it and we're gonna go for it.
The average European, how many languages does the average European know?
Two.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I was going to say three, but I think three would be too much. Two is pretty much a good one.
Everybody most likely need to learn their mother language, but they learn also English.
English
and for English people, they feel that they don't need to know any other language. So they are kind of lazy, but they ended up learning maybe French.
French is the toughest language in Europe, isn't it?
Or German. German also. Some English people, because the origin of the language of German is English, so they have similar words.
Let's go into La Liga. Of course, last year your team Madrid won it. Not last minute, but after the restart, they didn't, you know, look kind of like okay, but they won it at the end. Of course, this summer was a little bit of the drama with Messi and if he's going to come back to the great Nou Camp Barcelona in Nou Camp. But, of course, Jaime, you know, what do you think about this season? It feels like Messi's coming back to a Barcelona that is, okay, he didn't really want to come here, but he had to because of the contract. But let's recap a little bit of what happened with Messi.
Well, what happened with Messi is very, very simple. He doesn't have a good relation with the board of directors and with the president of Barcelona. So apparently he's been announcing all year that he wants a competitive team. He wants a better team. He wants to fight for all the titles. He wants to win everything that he can because he knows his career is about to finish in a couple of years. So, of course, you want to finish your career in the top, like the top player. Ronaldinho ended up in the top. Zinedine Zidane ended up in the top. So, obviously, because they didn't take him very serious, he's been announcing that he's leaving. They didn't take serious, so he ended up sending a burofax, which is basically a fax where you let your company know, in this case Barcelona, that you don't want to belong to that team anymore. What happened is obviously Barcelona, they've been signing and renewing Messi every year with a specific, clause?
Yeah, clause, yeah. Which he had one that he had up to like June 24th or 26th to let them know. But with COVID, things got a little bit delayed.
Exactly. But on top of that, I mean, not only that he didn't... I mean, Messi's been announcing that he was going to leave, but he never said officially, here's my letter saying that I'm leaving June 10th. It was June 10th. And the problem is that June 13th, it was when they restarted La Liga, when they were going to restart the Champions League. So obviously, you cannot say in the middle of the season, oh, I'm leaving Barcelona. Because everybody will be against Messi. So he waits for the end, and now the problem is Barcelona has the rights that says in the contract, if you want to leave, you need to tell us before June 10th. So now Messi is not stuck. Don't get me wrong. If he wants to leave, he can leave. The problem is that he need a team to pay 700 million euros.
Euros, which some teams can do it, like Man City.
Nah, it's impossible. Nobody's going to spend 700 million because it's insane. I mean,
it's not worth it.
I don't think no player at all had that value. You think about it, the most expensive transfer, I think it was either Neymar or Coutinho for 220. That's for me insane. But again, maybe Messi could be 300, 400, but never 700.
It's so, quite the maximum, yeah. It's
especially when next year he's gonna be free.
Yeah, free transfer, which we know for now that he's going to leave Barcelona. I mean, this is the last dance for him.
You never know. I'm going to tell you why. Because this president, he's no matter what, he's going to leave in March, no matter how the season goes. So in March, he already posted a date that the other presidents can run for election, you know? And that's the thing, that the other presidents, there is one president, Laporta, that used to be really have good relation with Messi. So if Laporta comes and he say, oh, you know what, I'm going to bring Xavi, which is one of your best friends as a coach, Iniesta as a second coach, and you're going to be the star with them. Maybe Messi is like, oh, you know what, I want to retire in Barcelona. But we need to wait. Let's see how the season goes. I don't want to predict anything.
You don't want to predict his fate. Of course, the guy, Coach Ronald Koeman, Jaime, who has a history with Barcelona. He played in Barcelona. I think he played under Scruff as well. Can he, you know, stick around? I know that it feels like he's going to stay for a year at least. But you think he's the guy at Barcelona? Or do you think they'll bring someone else after this year?
Well, he has a contract, a two-year contract that he signed for Barcelona. He was smart doing that. Because if somebody wants to kick him out in March, you need to pay him still 2 years.
That's awesome.
So, in that aspect, nobody's going to sign as a coach for Barcelona for only a year. That would be not smart. But in my point is, Koeman is like a legend, you know, kind of like a Zidane for Real Madrid fans.
Yeah, so he's huge in Holland. He coached Holland a couple years ago.
So as a Barcelona player, Koeman, he won the first Champions League ever for Barcelona. So he had all the respects of at least, you know, half of the members of Barcelona. Because the young members, 20, 25 years old, they don't know too much about Koeman. But he had the respect of all people, you know. And he got his chance. It's true that a symbol, a player that has been a legend in your history, he deserves a chance, you know? Maybe you are not worth it, but at least you deserve a chance.
Yes, and which he got offered the job 2 years ago. He turned it down, and then this time he took the job.
No, he got offered his job in the same year, but in January.
So he turned it down then?
Before they bring Setien.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. Hey.
He turned it down because his dream, it was also coaching his country in the Euro Cup. But now that the Euro Cup is 1 year apart, basically.
Delayed, yeah.
Like, this is my chance to be in Barcelona. And at the same time, I feel you need to give him a chance. I feel he has an amazing team because Barcelona, regardless of they didn't win any title, they have an amazing club and an amazing team, institution, and they have great players. They signed Griezmann last year. They have this new emerge of Ansu Fati, which is going to be an amazing player. He's only 17 years old, and he's already scoring with Spain and Barcelona. And they signed a couple of players that I feel they're going to be doing good.
Which they lost Rakitic.
They lost Rakitic. They lost basically Luis Suarez.
Yeah, which he might go to Italy.
Yeah, they. I don't know where he's going, but they
or lost Atletico.
And Suarez. So I feel definitely it's going to be a top year. They are going to miss them, but at the same time, they're signing new players. So I feel they are in the right track.
Something to definitely look at. But with a Barcelona that is in question marks, do you predict Real Madrid to win the league this season?
Well, I definitely, Real Madrid is my team, as you know. I definitely always going to bet money that Madrid will win. But I feel this year, believe it or not, is going to be very equal for three or four teams. I feel Atletico are going to fight for sure. And trust me, you can count on Sevilla, because now Sevilla, they sign a couple of good players like Rakitic, and they coming from winning the Europa League. And last year, they already fight until last minute for the league. So I would not be surprised if this year we have a more equalized league.
Something to definitely look at. Who are your top four for La Liga this season?
This season, my top four is going to be Real Madrid, Barcelona. I feel Atletico, and the fourth is going to be between Sevilla and Villarreal. They also have good players.
And who is your bottom four?
Bottom three,
Bottom three, yeah, sorry.
I feel that there's two teams that they just come from the second division. They are going to suffer, which is Huesca and Elche. And I'm going to put also in the same basket, Eibar. Because they don't have money. They lose one of his best players, Orellana, so they are going to suffer a lot. I feel they're going to be in the relegation zone.
And I don't have my bottom three, but I do have Real Madrid going first, second Atletico, third Barcelona, and fourth Sevilla. Top four. Hopefully Atletico could win it, because they haven't won the Liga since when? Or never has won the Liga.
No, yeah. They won. They won with Simeone, if I'm not mistaken, like 7 years ago.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Which they were at their height of their prime. Which they lost Diego the Brazilian. I forgot his name. It's probably not Diego. Anyways, let's move on to Real Madrid. As we spoke before, Real Madrid had no signings. How is this team looking? Of course, we spoke about a few episodes ago that Hazard, this is his year to shine. But how do you see this Real Madrid team for the season?
Well, I feel no signings. They kind of signed Odegaard, which he's coming from Real Sociedad. And I feel, and this we can see this with a lot of teams. Once that you win a title like Champions League or the league, it's very difficult to start, signing a lot of new players. Because if you won a title, it's because you had a good team. So I feel with the same coach and everything, I don't feel Real Madrid need to touch or change a lot of players. It's true that if you ask me, I will sign definitely a number nine and a striker. Because, Benzema...
You don't trust him no more, don't you?
Season, he's doing really good. But what if Benzema get injured in the third game? You don't have a nobody in the number nine position. So I feel that's the only mistake Real Madrid is doing. And I hope they don't need to suffer.
Would you get Luis Suarez?
Never.
Why?
I hate Luis Suarez.
I mean,
easy as that.
Which
it doesn't go with our philosophy
system. Yeah, you know, it's interesting because also Luis Suarez is not in good shape right now. I heard he's not 100%, even though he's 33 years old. But yeah, he's definitely looking for a team. I've been hearing Atletico and also Inter Milan and Juventus. Is that what I've been hearing?
Yeah, Juventus or Atletico. Let's see. We just need to wait a couple of days. We will know.
We'll know for sure. Who will be the top scorer this year for La Liga? The Pichichi.
The Pichichi. I'm going to go with Messi. If it's his last year, he probably wants to beat all the records before he leaves. So I feel, the thing is Messi, he throws the penalties, the free kicks. He's a striker. He has all the chances to be top scorer. And I feel, Benzema can fight against him, but, Ramos, he throws a lot of penalties. And Benzema, he's not like a top scorer, So I feel Messi.
Messi will definitely inspire and keep going. Hopefully plays well with Griezmann. I think they haven't really played well together, haven't they?
Not really, but they need to.
They have to. Anything else before we leave La Liga?
No, I think we're gonna have fun this year.
It's gonna be fun. Will there be fans like early on? Like, what have you heard about that?
No fans. I think the first official game with fans is gonna be in December, and it's gonna be the final from last year of the Copa del Rey against Bilbao and Real Sociedad, and just because the fact that they are, it's tough for them to get to the final, and it's a derby, two teams from the same community.
Yeah.
From the
crosstown rivals.
Country. Yeah. So they really want to play that final with fans. So they say, no matter what, we wait until you guys want, but we're going to play that final with fans. So I feel that's going to be officially the first game with fans.
You did mention Sevilla being having a good season. Who is your dark horse? Is it Sevilla, or do you have another team in mind?
If I need to pick a dark horse, it will be either Sevilla or Villarreal. Because Villarreal, they signed this coach, Emery, that used to be in PSG and Arsenal.
Failed.
And the seasons that he did with other teams in the Spanish league, he did really well. So he signed really good players. They have Kubo, they have Parejo, so they have top scorers there. So I feel Villarreal and Sevilla, they both are going to do an amazing year.
And who will win the Copa del Rey?
Okay, if I need to pick a team,
Madrid.
I would say this year is going to be Atletico Madrid.
Which they have a lot. I mean, because I believe they won a lot these past 10 years, haven't they?
They won a couple, yeah.
Now, for the audience, Copa del Rey is equivalent to the FA Cup, and it's quite exciting, isn't it?
It is. It is because it's a chance for small teams from the third division to make it to, you know, quarterfinals or rounds.
Have competition with the bigger clubs and maybe have some upsets here and there, and also have a chance to have a trophy. One thing about European sports, especially in football, is that you want to have a lot of trophies. Yes, you want to win the Community Shield. You want to win the FA Cup. You want to win Copa del Rey. You want to win like the Europa League, just like Sevilla. That's all they focus is on the Europa League, which maybe Jaime could explain that philosophy. Why do they always focus on like the Europa League?
Why they focus in the
interest? Yes.
I mean, because you gain all the respect from the entire continent. I mean, like getting the respect from Europe is good. It's a good feeling that English people respect you, Italians or French people, Germans, they think they are the best and everything. But when we win titles in Germany, they need to, you know, put their heads between the legs and just keep walking.
That's a good one. Okay, let's predict like the other leagues. We know the Bundesliga will probably go to Bayern Munich, League One, PSG. Who will win the Serie A this year?
Which league, sorry?
Like the Serie A, Italia.
Oh, in Italy, I feel Inter Milan.
Why?
Because they have a really good team. They also keep having Conte, and Conte demonstrated that he can beat with that team everybody, Juventus or any other team. So I totally feel they can do really good.
Inter Milan is a good choice. Lazio, maybe not. And of course, there's always Juventus. With Ronaldo and Pirlo, do you think they'll get second?
I mean, they're going to fight for the league. I think they can win another league. But I think everybody's going to go against Juventus, like, hard this year. Because they've been winning, I think, 8 or 9 consecutive leagues. So I think it's time for another team.
And, of course, Juventus signed with Weston McKennie, the American, which was real surprising. No one saw that coming, no rumor or anything. And Atalanta, will they have another surprising season?
Yeah, probably. We will see a good Atalanta this year. I think Roma is going to do a good year, too.
Anyways, that's it for
Milano with Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, Ibrahimovic, which got another extension in his contract for another season. So he's doing well at 38, 39. Is that how old he is?
Yeah, I think 39. Crazy.
There you have it. Other news and transfer, Mario Götze to West Ham. What are your thoughts?
It could happen. Yeah, I will tell you like the Germans, yeah.
Higuain leaves Napoli. No. Was it Napoli or was he Juventus?
Yeah, he's coming to Miami.
He's coming to Inter Miami. Is this the pick everyone was, you know, saying? It could be Cavani, Luis Suarez, but it came to Higuain. What are your thoughts about that? Is that good for Miami?
It's funny because I was living in Madrid when Real Madrid, I remember, they signed Higuain in the winter window, you know, the half of the season. They signed this young player, like 19-year-old from Argentina. His name Gonzalo Higuain. And it was funny because the Real Madrid fans, we were having at that time Ronaldo. So Ronaldo was the best striker ever for Real Madrid. He was amazing. So when he was coming, I remember making this fun with some of my friends that we were watching the game. And we were saying Higuain instead of Igualin. Igualin is like the same. So we were saying Igualin like Ronaldo. Like nothing to do, obviously, because he was only 19 years old. But I mean, ended up that he did, 13, 14 years as a top level. He's been a top scorer in Italy. He's been top scorer in Madrid. I mean, he has nothing to prove. He's a great sign for Miami, that for sure.
Which he's only 32 years old, so he's still in his prime, I think. His last club was Juventus, but definitely this is a big signing for Inter Miami. Of course, they include Matuidi from France, so they should have a good core there. Maybe add one more player. We'll see. We don't know how much opportunity that they get with other players. But anyways, anything else before we head into game predictions?
I think that will be. It's been amazing.
Amazing transfer. Now there's still till October. Jaime, do you have any other predictions when it comes to transfers or signings?
Before October?
Before October. Well, right at like the October deadline.
Yeah, there's always gonna be because that's the same as usually happens. The transfer closes like 15 days after the league starts, and they do it in purpose so that way teams. They just in case they have any injuries or if they have somebody that they feel, oh my God, this position is very weak. We need to sign somebody else. They have those 2 weeks transfers to make it happen. And also a lot of loans. So we're going to see a lot of people that maybe they don't have minutes with their coaches and they feel, you know, I'd rather move to another better, worse team, but I can play all the minutes.
There's still time to sign these players. They're available out there and see what happens. Anyways, we got to go soon. Jaime, we'll do predictions a little bit later on, or we'll just do it tomorrow's show. What is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about La Liga and Madrid and Man City and everyone else in Europe?
Well, as you know, I'm about to launch my podcast, but I'm going to keep it as a secret. But yeah, the best way to reach me is through you. The best sportscast right now.
Yes, the Sportscast 1 on Twitter or at thesportscast.net. The Premier League begins this Saturday, La Liga this Saturday, Bundesliga and the other leagues next weekend. So soccer is marching full on. And of course, you can follow us on the Sportscast for the latest. Jaime, God bless, and thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago.